Tonight was really fun, sweetie. At first, I thought I'd be the one doing you a favor, but it turned out that you did just as well for me. Although, you really didn't have to walk me right through my front door. I could have just gotten out the car myself. But you were such a gentleman the whole time. You have always looked out for me the entire time, sweetie. Opening doors, pulling chairs, and carrying stuff for me are just some of the little things that you do that I really appreciate. It makes me wonder, how do you still not have a girlfriend? Well, whoever she is, she will be very lucky to have you. And I mean it, sweetie. You just really need to work on your confidence to ask a girl out. And I meant that while being sober, not like how you did to me, silly. Anyways, didn't you say that you needed to use the bathroom? Would you like to come in then? I could also get you a cup of coffee or tea to keep you awake on your drive home, since it's already very late and I'm sure you're very tired as well. Alright, come on in. I'll be in the kitchen making us something to drink. Come here, sweetie. Have a seat. I lighted up the fireplace because I'm feeling a little cold. Here's your coffee. Be careful. It's still very hot. Well, isn't this nice? Just sitting here by the fireplace. Feeling warm and cozy, like I could just fall asleep right here. This is one of the things me and my husband used to enjoy together. We just sit here, chatting, snuggling, or sometimes we just do our own things, like reading a book, doing work, or knitting socks. It didn't really matter what we did. Just glancing at each other once in a while while being busy with our own stuff was also fun. The subtle sound of raindrops hitting on the roof just makes everything better. What about you, sweetie? What's going on your mind? Are you also enjoying this somehow? What is it, sweetie? You don't feel like going home? I understand. I'm feeling a little tired and this whole setup just makes me want to fall asleep right here. It's alright, sweetie. You are welcome to stay the night. I'll prepare the guest room then so you can rest soon. No, it's alright. Just stay here. It won't be long. What are you doing? Stop! Please, close the door. That room is off limits. Please don't ever go to that room. Do you understand? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. Just please stay away from that room, okay? Thank you. Come here, sweetie. This is the guest room. This is where you're gonna be sleeping tonight. It has its own spacious bathroom, so you can shower or take a bath or relax before heading to bed. I'm gonna do that as well in my room, okay? Good night. Hello, sweetie. I'm sorry to bother you. Can I come in? Here, I brought some freshly washed blankets. I forgot to put them earlier when I was preparing the room. How's everything so far? That's good to hear. Can I sit in bed next to you? Look, I'm very sorry about what happened earlier. I didn't mean to yell at you when you opened the door of the room. No, I don't have any secrets in that room. Actually, that was the master's bedroom. That was the room me and my late husband used to sleep together. We had so many memories in there, and a lot of times I find it very difficult to sleep there alone, so I've been sleeping in one of the extra rooms. He wanted a big family, so we had this house designed with 5 bedrooms. He said he wanted 3 kids with me as he was planning the whole thing. And he listened to all of my requests, such as having a big kitchen because I love to cook and bake stuff. That's another one thing that I really loved about him. I'm also trying so hard to keep everything in that room exactly the way it is, the way it was when he left. So yeah, that's the whole reason why I was hard on you earlier. I'm really sorry, sweetie. I wish you didn't have to see that side of me. It's getting really late. You should get some sleep now. Here, let me talk you into bed. Would you like for me to turn all the lights off, or just keep the nightlight on? Alright, sweetie. As you wish. Good night. Sweet dreams.